Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on April 11 regarding Tazjon, T-A-Z-J-O-N, Sharp, S-H-A-R-P. According to the records provided, Tazjon Sharp was seen at Virtual Health Emergency Room on 11-27-21 period. This was for a right index finger laceration. Appeared he was at work at the shipyard that morning when he accidentally cut his right index finger. Appeared he denied numbness and had no loss of function, of motor function. Appeared his exam found a 1.5 centimeter laceration to the radial aspect of the right index finger PIP joint. Appeared there was no loss of motor function. Appeared he had good strength with right index finger flexion and extension. Appeared he was neurovascularly intact. Appeared he also had x-rays of the finger done to be inserted here. Appeared interestingly, they were compared to a prior study of 5-8-14. Period. He had the laceration repaired with suturing, and he was released. Period. New paragraph. On 11-20, scratch that. New paragraph on 11-29-21, he was seen by hand specialist Dr. Rekant, R-E-K-A-N-T, period. On this occasion, he reported continued ongoing weakness of index extension. Period exam showed a laceration of the dorsal lateral aspect of the right index finger with weakness of index extension. Period sensation to light touch was present throughout. Period x-rays of the finger were repeated in the office, showing no fractures or dislocations. Period. Dr. Rekant then rendered a diagnosis of right index finger extensor tendon laceration and dorsal complex laceration. Period. They discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph on 12-3-21, Dr. Rekant did perform surgery to be inserted here. Period. The petitioner presented back to the emergency room on 12-4-21. Concerned about exposure to chlamydia. Period. Had sex 1 to 2 weeks ago and was contacted by that person that she was positive for chlamydia. Period. Appropriate laboratory and urine studies were ordered. Period. New paragraph, he followed up with Dr. Rekant on 12-15-21, at which time skin suture was removed and hand therapy prescription was given. Period. He was seen through 1-5-22, but he was able to actively extend and flex the digit with near full digital range of motion. Period. Dr. Rekant thought he had sufficient healing to allow him to return to work in a full duty capacity. But he would continue to see less swelling and stiffness in the ensuing weeks and follow up on an as-needed basis. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 11-27-21, Tazjon Sharp sustained a laceration to his right index finger while at work. Appeared he was seen at the emergency room where x-rays were negative for fracture. Appeared he did have a laceration that was repaired with sutures. Appeared he then was seen by Dr. Rekant beginning 11-29-21. Appeared on that occasion, Mr. Sharp related weakness in index finger extension for the first time. Period on 12-3-21, surgical intervention was performed to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively along with occupational therapy. record as of his last visit with Dr. Wiechand on 1/5/22. He had near full digital range of motion and was able to actively extend and flex the digit. Period. He was clear to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. The paragraph, this case will be rated for an extensor tendon laceration of the right index finger, surgically repaired on 12/3/21. Period. End.